This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a new segment we wanted to get after, and Kevin's going to be running the phones with you today. We are going to ask you to let us know some good news in the world. Now, I know, Kevin, that you suggest that's been stolen by John Krasinski and his new Some Good News podcast or videocast right now.
Oh.
But I would like to see some good news out there in the world of sports, and I will start off, gentlemen, if you don't mind. One story that I saw is Hayward has seen Frozen 35 times. So there you go, man. He has seen it 35 times.
Who?
Hayward.
Jason Hayward?
Jason Hayward. Or Gordon Hayward. I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry. Gordon Hayward has said he's like, look, I went from being a full-time NBA player to a full-time dad. And so now I've seen it 35 times. I'm pretty sure I have maxed out on the amount of times I can watch Frozen 2 so far, gentlemen, as myself and Lucy watch that pretty much twice a day.
How does Frozen 2 compare to Frozen 1?
I like it. It's pretty good. Still got some catchy songs to it. Kind of a unique, different story. More characters added to it, so they built the world a little more, but I don't think they need to make another one.
So we go to, I wanted to throw out Shinsu Chu because this is amazing.
It's a great story.
He pledged $200,000 to the Community Chest of Korea, which makes me think that the country is like a giant game of Monopoly, which is also cool, for COVID-19 relief in South Korea. He's also giving $1,000 each to approximately 190 Texas Rangers minor league players this month. So that's another $190,000 on top of the $200,000. So he personally is dropping almost $400,000, which led to the genius comment on Twitter from Vance. So would we call this a shinulous? And so I just wanted to shout that comment out as well for being amazing. I don't care how Reggie looks at me.
Mike, you should have seen the way Mike was looking at you when you said
you also disapprove, Mike? Sorry. I love it.
I definitely approve of what Chu is doing. I think that most people don't understand how little minor leaguers make. I mean, when I tell my buddies, when they're like, so how much did you make after high school and stuff? I'm like, well, my first year out, I made just under $3,000. Then my next year playing baseball, I made $5,500 for the season. Then the next year, I went up to $6,000 for the season. Then the next year, I was in Double A. So, I mean, guys get called up from Double A to the major leagues. And in Double A, making $7,500 for the whole season. And then I was in Triple A. And in Triple A, big time. Now I could buy that house I wanted because I was making $10,000 a year playing baseball.
Let's
one level away,
go.
One step away, one injury away, one good week away, one good month away, and you are making approximately $10,000 for the whole baseball season.
All right. Let's go to Dawn in Fort Worth. Dawn, how are you today? You got some good news for us.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh, Dawn, how's it going?
I'm good. You know, I'm blessed to be able to be one of those that have an essential job right now. I work in a food pantry in a church that we're still operating the food pantry through the food that's being available for us at the Tarrant Area Food Bank here in Fort Worth. And what we're doing is, you know, we're practicing the 6-foot rule and the social distancing and doing everything to keep ourselves safe and at a distance. But we're doing curbside pickup for groceries. And what's so amazing, guys, that through this is I have so many connections now with counselors from different schools. Principals have called where there are families in the community because COVID has them not working. They're not able to, get out and get the food items and things that they're usually able to get because they don't have transportation. So some of the counselors are coming on over to the center and picking up groceries for those families. We also have neighbors in the community that may have older neighbors that they know live next door that need groceries, and they're coming over and getting groceries for them and delivering them to them. And I just think that that's such a neat thing that, you know, we have so many in the community right now looking out for one another. And I feel really, really blessed to be able to have a job in this position right now, to be able to do what God is calling us to do at this time.
Boom. That is freaking awesome. Thank you, Don.
Thank you so much. And I miss seeing you at the ballpark. We'll see each other soon.
Yeah, we'll be there again soon. You guys stay safe and just know that God is greater than anything going on around us. Be encouraged, y'all. I love you.
Love you too.
Awesome. See, that's the kind of positivity we need. And Corey, I want to let you know. I so much want this segment to work. I'm about to shed praise on the Patriots, which kills me a little bit, but they definitely deserve it in this instance. So the Patriots, via Robert Kraft, sent one of their planes to China to retrieve 1.2 to 1.4 of the N95 masks for American healthcare workers. And then he also bought 300,000 masks with his own money for New York that will be delivered tomorrow for healthcare workers. So as much as I dislike the Patriots from a cheating perspective, that's 1.5 to 1.7 million masks that they have brought to the country for our healthcare workers, which is freaking incredible.
How did they get, I'm just curious if you have, who did they purchase them from? Did they purchase them? Were they donated? How exactly did they get them? I know they sent their plane over there, but was it just like taken off the line at a production company? They were like, here you go.
I know the ones here, he set up a deal with the Massachusetts governor to be able to buy the ones in China.
Okay.
And then I don't know if he just did a private company thing here to buy the rest of them.
I like that, man. We have to thank the Patriots, Kevin.
I know.
Brady's not there anymore though. So we don't have to thank him at least. And I think we all respect Bill Belichick enough to, you know, what he does, that we would all take him as our coach. Right? Like, you don't disagree with that. You'd take Belichick anytime, sure, despite his cheating ways. So, you know what? Thank you, Patriots, for doing that for America.
Now, another former Patriot, did you see Gronk and his girlfriend Camille Kostek? They donated 10,000 masks to the Boston Medical Center. And so there's another person who at times can be kind of a lunkhead, but the host of WrestleMania is doing awesome things for the Boston medical community, so props to Gronk as well.
And I want to point out, Kevin, you know, there were when Lucy has to go up to when she has to go up to Cleveland, there was two different hospitals we were requested to go to, either Cleveland or Boston. And I was told Boston was top of the line, man. When it came down to it, both sides, both of the hospitals were the top places to go. So if they can get those masks, they're going to have the right use for them, man. So that's great for what Gronk did there.
All right, let's go to Jimmy in Dallas. Jimmy, do you have some positivity for us?
I do have some positivity today. So, like a lot of young men around the Metroplex, my son's senior year of baseball has been cut short. Mm-hmm. And he has been in discussions with several colleges about potential scholarships and playing there next year. But when the NCAA came out and said they were going to give additional years of eligibility to those whose season got cut short, several of the coaches that he was talking to contacted us and said they were not sure now if they could afford a scholarship to him. And that, well, the one school that didn't do that is right here in our backyard, and that is TCU. And they called and said, no, we're still giving you your scholarship.
Yes. All right. That is freaking awesome.
So,
and did your son choose TCU?
He did choose TCU.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So, can't play ball right now. I've got three that are in high school, and they're pretty bummed about that, but that was some good news on that front.
Boom. That is excellent from Jimmy right there. And that is one of the unintended consequences that, you know, Bassick had brought up, you know, a little bit ago, that we might run into things like this.
Yeah.
Well, I got at least one more athlete one for you. Is Peyton Manning was out there yesterday. He provided 500 meals for healthcare workers and first responders via the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital. So obviously he put enough money in to already have the Children's Hospital, but he's also providing meals for the workers up there, which is just unbelievable.
I have positive news.
Okay. What are you saying right now?
Have you guys seen Jeff Fry's new video that he put out on how to get good launch angle?
Yes, I have.
He's hanging upside down on, I forget what those things are called. Like, they're supposed to stretch out kind of your back and your spine.
Oh, you know, the inversion tables.
Yeah, so it flips you upside down, and he decided, like, this could be best to really improve your launch angle and your new swing that you need. And so that one, as soon as I saw it, I didn't have to see it. As soon as I saw the picture of it, I just started dying laughing that he came up with hitting upside down to really help out your swing. So that's a positive, is Jeff Fry is entertaining us with how to hit a ball off a tee.
Yeah, no, that man, you know, and Kevin, you weren't here that week, but Jeff Fry is KNC's own Jeff Fry now that he's hopped on the show with us.
Even though he talks ass about us sometimes?
Well, it's mostly about other people, but
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, man, he is absolutely killing it on the internet. We support it, man. We support the hitting guru.
Okay. From the 817, positive story for you. Friend of mine in her 90s battling cancer with heart and lung problems got the coronavirus. Not only did she survive, she said it wasn't that big of a deal and we should all get over it and get back to work. Well, I don't know if that part of the policy will be adopted. That sounds very lieutenant governor right there, but I mean, I dig it.
Politics.
Like every time I hear a story of recovery, I think it's awesome. And that's why I'm really liking this segment. We've had to talk about so many negative things, and behind the scenes, obviously, there's a lot of turmoil and whatnot in people's lives across the country. So just straight positivity all over the place, that is freaking awesome. What are you guys going to do to make somebody's life happier today?
Oh, today. Well, I know that my kid just asked me on our last break. He said, are you done? And I said, I have about 2 hours to go. And then they reminded me that I'm on a 4-hour show now. And I was like, that is super awesome. And so then he said, well, I was hoping you'd get done so we could go continue our basketball game. So a super positive for me is pretty much every day I am playing basketball with the boys. I said, hey, you want to throw the baseball around and maybe I'll hit you some grounders and fly balls. We can go to the park as long as nobody's there. And then they're like, I don't want to do that. So my positive is getting to play basketball with my boys, even though I'm trying to get them to play baseball with me.
We have people walking up and down our sidewalks all over the place. You know, Plano is very gridded. If you've ever been to the Plano area, it's a big square, but it's got lots of little lines in between of people walking back and forth and back and forth all over the place. And it's a community that has a nice sized park, and we can stay socially distanced while also walking around. Like, you have plenty of space to walk in our neighborhood. So what we did, Kevin, we've taken a lot of chalk and drawn pictures and inspirational things on the ground as people are walking. And then Lucy sits up next to our fence, and she blows bubbles over the fence for people that are walking by.
That is excellent, but I think we might have time for one more phone call.
Uh-oh, one more thing. Here we one go. More thing.
Ivan, do you have some positive news to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I work at a food pantry here in West Dallas, and last week we had maybe 6-7 volunteers come and help us out to give out food. But Jane Slater actually came out and helped out, and she blasted our stuff on social media.
Oh.
And so we had a
– Is this Brother Bills?
So many people help out today. Yeah, Brother Bills. Yes, sir.
Look at that. Awesome. Thank you for that. And thank you, Slater, for getting out there in the community and doing some good work. God. All right.
sick for his classes, man. We miss him.
Okay. Bassick, we got to get you back on the cycle, man.
Oh, Ivan! Ivan is in my spin class. It just hit me. Yeah, baby. I miss you, man. I tried to do spin class on social media yesterday, but it failed miserably, so maybe I can figure out how to do that.
I'll keep a lookout for it, man. Y'all guys stay safe.
Thanks, Ivan.
Kind of a shocking reaction from Bassick there. Oh, Ivan works at a food pantry. Either way. Oh, you're in my spin class?
Yeah.
Now I'm invested.
Yes! You are part of the spin cult, Ivan! No, Ivan's an awesome dude.
All right.
Because I actually know him.
I actually know Don, too. I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. The Quarantine Chronicles will try to bring you some positivity every single day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.